The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Broccoli has skyrocketed in popularity, becoming one of the top 10 vegetables eaten in our country. While we're all familiar with the classic green dome broccoli heads, there are other unusual types too. Broccoli heads are composed of clusters of small flower buds. How those buds are arranged can vary. I remember the first time I saw a Romanesco broccoli or cauliflower. I thought it was from another world. Multiple spires swirl in an algorithmic pattern to form a pointy lime green head. It's a Fibonacci vegetable. It's thought to have been bred by southern Italian farmers in the 16th century. The flavor is milder than regular broccoli. I find it's best grown as a transplant in midsummer and harvested as a fall crop. As a child, broccoli rabe was a favorite of my mom's, and I love it too. The leaves, stem, and head are all eaten on this small-headed plant. It's thought to have originated in China, but the Italians made it popular in the Western world. It's actually more closely related to turnips than broccoli. The flavor is strong but delicious when sautéed with olive oil and garlic. Harvest when the flower heads have buds that haven't opened yet. Broccolini is a newish vegetable you'll see in grocery stores. It's a cross between broccoli and Chinese broccoli, or gailan. It produces multiple small heads of broccoli on asparagus-like stems. The flavor is milder than broccoli and broccoli rabe. All these broccoli relatives like cool temperatures to grow and mature, so plant in early May once the soil warms for an early summer crop, or in mid to late summer for a fall crop. Thwart cabbage worms by growing under floating row covers or spraying with BT. And now for this week's tip. Remove mulch from garlic plants once you see the sprouts emerging from the soil. Use the straw or hay as mulch in the pathways. Once garlic starts actively growing, apply an organic fertilizer, weed, and keep well watered. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about shady ground covers. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.